Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Now, there was a special book launch last week in Dublin. It's a biography about someone you may not have heard of, but you will certainly have seen the fruit of his labours. Because Noel Clear, who died in 2003, was national president of the Society of St. Vincent de Paul for 7 years, and he steered it through a period of transition for the benefit of thousands of the country's most needy citizens. Well, on our morning show, I'm very pleased that our next guest has done the research into Noel Clear's life and told the story in his new book, Clear Vision. In studio now to tell us more, we have Jerry Jeffers. Jerry, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. It's great to have this book in hand and to hear more. Can you just tell us, who was Noel Clear? Can you give us a bit of an intro into him?
So as you said, Noel was at the end of his life. He died young at age 65. He was the national president of the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. But as a teenager growing up in Inchicore, he initially joined the Legion of Mary, as many Irish teenagers did in the 1950s. And the particular presidium he joined worked in Kill Square. Now, for many people now, Kill Square might not mean anything, but at that time it was well known as a particularly difficult place to live, very poor conditions. Essentially, a lot of people who wouldn't have paid their rent with the corporation got moved into Kill Square. And Noel and his friend Jerry O'Sullivan were, I suppose, appalled at the poverty, at the squalor. And they said, well, surely we can do something about this that's practical and useful. So they set up a youth club. And that youth club, St. Vincent's, became, I think, a very important lens of how Noel saw the world, saw Dublin, saw Irish society. And he never forgot that, and that became, as I say, a lens through which he looked at things.
Yeah, and there's a wonderful introduction in this book from Joe Duffy, who talks about encountering Noel Clear at his youth club.
That's right.
And how he was this natural, a natural leader without ever being a sort of an over the top or top down sort of person.
Yes, he was quiet. In ways, he was shy. And he didn't have a big ego. He was very happy to see the work being done, let other people, great enabler of other people. So Joe met him initially in the youth club, but of course they were colleagues in the Probation and Welfare Service when Joe worked there. Mm. And one of the very striking things at the launch the other evening was the number of former colleagues of Noel who turned up at the launch, many of them retired probation and welfare.
Because he was in there for 37 years or so, wasn't he?
Was, and yeah. He became deputy director. I suppose the other thing that might be relevant is that lots of Vincent de Paul people are members of conferences, most of which engage in visitation, giving practical support and solidarity with people in need. And Noel's journey through the Vincent de Paul was slightly different in that he was through the youth club section. So he became chair of the Council of Youth Clubs, and then he became regional president in Dublin. But he was a natural leader in a brilliant way. Mm.
Yeah. And tell me, what was it? I mean, I think you knew Noel yourself, but what was it that inspired you to write this book about him?
Well, I'd been a volunteer in the youth club in Inchicore, so we had met 50 years ago, and we became friends and we kept in touch. And after he died, and it was untimely, you know, he was vibrant and he was so good as national president, and then brain tumor, and within a year he was dead. I wrote a short piece after he died, and a number of people, including people within the family, suggested maybe write a longer account. It's taken me a while to get there, but that was it. Yeah, the family would have been a big motivator. He's got two brothers still alive. He's got three wonderful sons, and now there are four grandchildren that Noel never saw. Mm. So I wanted them to know the story, the the youth club story, the probation and welfare part, the Vincent de Paul part.
Yeah, and in the course of the research, which is very thorough, obviously, from the time you took and this incredible work you finished with, what came to light that surprised you about Noel Clear?
Wow. So many things. Some of the anecdotes kind of were things that I hadn't known. His twin brother, Sean, told me that when they were about 8 or 9 in primary school in a classroom, back in the days of corporal punishment, when Noel was due to get 2 biffs, they had a look at each other, cut each other's eye in the classroom, and staged a walkout, as Sean says, an early statement about a commitment to social justice. But that sense of being on the side of the marginalised, the poor. A lot of people quoted him saying, there's good in the worst of us. And Alan, his son, told me a nice story about when he was a kid, when he was a teenager, he'd go out, they'd be walking the streets and he'd bump into someone, and he said his father'd have a conversation and a bit of a laugh and so on with someone, and he'd say, "Dad, who was that? A young fellow who got into a bit of trouble when he was young, but he's fine now," or whatever. You know, great compassion, great. Mm. I think the other thing I learned was that I had my ideas, as you do, about somebody who was a friend, and who, you know, occasionally appears in the national limelight. So, you know, an ordinary guy, if you like. The extent to which everyone I interviewed spoke warmly and, I mean, genuinely, lovingly and admiringly of Noel. I mean, that was very surprising, in the sense that, you know, it's 14 years since he died, and the memory is still very vivid.
Hmm. He's done a huge amount for people, hasn't he? I mean, one of the things was in his leadership of the St. Vincent de Paul. What sort of things did he bring about in that period?
He became national president in 1996. Now, I think, you know, Vincent de Paul has been in Ireland since the 1840s. So it's had to respond. But Vincent de Paul has also had to kind of, if you like, reinvent itself at each stage as society changes. And I think that's the part of the key to its success. So Noel kind of arrived around the time the Celtic Tiger was beginning to roar, or whatever the Celtic Tiger did. So it was, well, how do we actually respond to this changing society, this changing Ireland? How do we modernise? How do we engage in the social partnership? If we're a voluntary organisation, like 10,000 volunteers or so. So there were some of those difficult choices in terms of the balance between volunteers and paid staff. But I think the biggest single thing was the realisation that we didn't have too many people in the 90s who were destitute. But there's still great inequality in the society. So Noel said, let's focus a bit more on the social justice dimension. I mean, it has always been part of the Vincent de Paul tradition, even though you know, people think of it in terms of charity. I suppose Noel said, well, you might have charity in one hand, but we need to have justice in the other hand. So that whole sense in which being courageous to critique the society, to critique government policies, to encourage church leaders, to encourage political leaders, to ask the questions, well, why are people poor? Why are people homeless? Why do we have the drug problem we have? Why do we have crime at this level? What are the underlying factors? Can something be done about that? So that brought the Vincent de Paul into a slightly different place. But I think they have great credibility because, of course, it's based on the fact that Vincent de Paul members every week are out there supporting people in need. And that was part of, I suppose, the motivation, that Noel was a typical member at one level, and of course atypical in terms of his commitment, his contribution, and so on.
But he wasn't someone who wanted to just lord it over everyone, and that seems to shine through in the positivity that everyone felt toward him, even though he was earnest in what he was trying to change.
I would say lots of organizations and lots of people who engage in volunteers and who get to positions of prominence sometimes, without being too critical, sometimes the ego can get in the way. A lot of people made the point about Noel, no ego. It was never about him. It was always about the work. Mm. It was always about his commitment to people.
Mm. Yeah. And who would enjoy, if we just turn to the book before I let you go, we must talk about this. Who would enjoy this book, Jerry? It's a lovely production, so a beautiful painting of Noel Clear. It's called Clear Vision.
Yeah. Obviously, people who are concerned about what's happening in our society today, but also people who are interested in the history of Ireland in the 1940s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. I think it's readable. I've tried and I've tried to balance the heavier stuff about social justice with some of the wonderful little anecdotes I got from his twin brother Sean and his other brother Tony, from his wife Anne, from Alan, Connor and Rory, his sons. And there's some lovely, lovely, lovely stories like the classroom walkout and so on, and other ones along the way. So I think, people looking for some inspiration.
Yeah.
People looking for what was it like to be born in the same year as the Irish Constitution, to grow up initially in a culture that was very strongly Gaelic, Catholic, nationalist. And how did somebody of integrity navigate their way through that?
And what can we learn as well?
He was very careful about, as you said, not lording it over people, not very, very forgiving, very understanding. And the initial Kilsquare experience and a life working in probation and welfare shows you the brokenness of people and how so many people need help and support and encouragement. Encouragement was a big part of his, people who worked with him. You know, he was always a glass half full guy.
Mm. Well, he's certainly a huge inspiration to many and has been. And let's hope that this book, Jerry, carries that on and that people who read it can learn more about this.
Well, it's out there in all the Veritas shops.
In all the Veritas shops, and I'm sure online.
Online as well, yeah.
At Amazon, Veritas.ie and so on. So that's Clear Vision, The Life and Legacy of Noel Clear. And that's Jerry Jeffers, who's with me in studio. Jerry, thank you so much. And I'm certainly looking forward to giving this a read. And, you know, Christmas is just around the corner, you know. Jerry, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.